The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I mean, we have a guy in the White House right now who, by any objective measure, is clearly compromised.
I got them. $1.9 trillion relieved so far.
They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential.
I wrote the bill on the environment. Pay them more.
You don't need to be a trained psychologist or psychiatrist to see there's something wrong.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Oh, pipe down, Dan Bongino. There's nothing wrong with Joe Biden. He's just fine. There's nothing to see here. It's normal for the president of the United States to start mock whispering in the middle of a press conference like some kind of deranged escapee from the ward. No, nothing to see here. He's fine. There's nothing wrong. That's just Joe. That's just Joe Biden being Joe Biden. But at least they took Rudy Giuliani's law license from him. They suspended Trump's attorney and the former mayor of New York City, one of the most beloved figures in the history of New York. They took away his law license because of his election lies. Because Rudy Giuliani doubts the integrity of the 2020 presidential election. So I hope you're paying attention. You see what happens? You see what happens? If you went to the Capitol on January 6th, they might still come for you. Honestly, I wonder if people are afraid that the FBI is going to come breaking down their door if you just went to hear the president speak on January 6th. That's what happened to that poor guy in New York City. I told you the case yesterday about the guy in New York, 69-year-old beloved fixture of his Upper West Side neighborhood, ambassador for the neighborhood, helping people, volunteering after 9/11. He went to the Capitol on January 6th. He's a Democrat, but likes Trump's policies. Described by Miranda Devine as not somebody even particularly a Trump fanatic, whatever that means, but went to hear him speak. Thought the speech was kind of boring, went back to the hotel, went home. FBI came calling. We hear you were at the Capitol on January 6th. He said, yeah, there was everything around me was peaceful. Here are my pictures. I'll show you the videos. They wound up ransacking his home, parading him around the neighborhood in handcuffs, locking him up in a car, interrogating him for hours. Now his neighbors have turned on him, calling him a terrorist, leaving him crappy notes under the door. The guy's had two strokes since this happened. He's so stressed out by being treated like a common criminal by the Biden government that the guy has had two strokes. Shunned. Now he's a pariah. All because he went to the Capitol on January 6th to hear Trump speak. Honest to goodness, if you went to the Capitol, and I guarantee you we got people listening to this show who did, are you worried they might come breaking down your door in the middle of the night? Because it's happening. Rudy Giuliani's law license was suspended by a panel of New York judges who discovered he made false and misleading statements related to voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. You know, Trump haters will say that the courts didn't establish that there was any widespread election fraud. You know what they also didn't establish? That there wasn't any. You see, because they can't. We're never going to know. We can ask questions Well, at least I used to live in a country where we could ask questions. You could ask questions about the integrity of an election. You could say, I don't believe it. Lord knows a lot of Democrats didn't believe the outcome of 2016, but they're okay. Nobody lost their law license over doubting the veracity of the election of 2016. Isn't Hillary a lawyer? Hillary said it was rigged. Nancy Pelosi, she's Speaker of the House. She said the election was rigged, hijacked, didn't believe the outcome. How many Democrats said the 2016 election was rigged? They all did. They all lined up and said. So Rudy Giuliani, as the president's counsel, doesn't believe in the outcome, and he loses his law license. People burned down buildings because of George Floyd's death. Nothing happened to them. But a 69-year-old Italian guy on the Upper West Side of New York City goes to the rally to hear Trump speak on January 6th, and his life has been destroyed. Yeah, that's great. That's a great sense of justice we got. We got a lot of justice. We got a lot of lunatics. We got a lot of lunatics that we are surrounded by. 1-800-655-MIKE. It's Friday, June 25th. Welcome into the ReliefFactor.com studios. Got a lot to cover today. Lots of breaking news. Lots of news out of Florida, of course. The death toll, the latest death toll is now 4, but I'm seeing a number that 159 are missing. So earlier the report was 99 missing. Now they've increased that number to 159. How does a building, how does a condo building in Surfside, Florida, just topple to the ground like that in the middle of the night, 1:30 in the morning? How does that happen? And there are reports that it had been sinking for years, that there were structural complaints, that there were cracks, that there was evidence that what? My goodness. Going to be a lot of litigation. There's going to be a lot of lawsuits. There's going to be a lot of explaining to do over that one. And, of course, lots of anguish and pain and agony for all the families who have lost so much. We are praying for that community, for God's healing, and just an awful, awful story out of Surfside, Florida. Can we please resist the temptation to go down the path of conspiracy theories and climate change theories and all this crap that people engage in? It almost feels like it's not happening this time, and that's good news. Speaking of January 6th, here's Pelosi, who again, it must be remembered, doubted the outcome of the 2016 election when Donald Trump won very publicly, but now with great solemnity and great sadness, there's going to be a committee investigating January 6th.
With great solemnity and sadness, I'm announcing that the House...
All right, we got no audio there, guys. There we go. Let's try again from the beginning. Let's play it from the beginning of Nancy Pelosi's clip, please.
With great solemnity and sadness, I'm announcing that the House will be establishing a select committee on the January 6th insurrection. Again, January 6th was one of the darkest days in our nation's history. I've said it now 3 times. It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all.
Few hundred people leading to the darkest day in American... Oh, she's not. She doesn't believe a word of that. That's a desperate effort to keep January 6th front and center because they know the tidal wave is coming. 2022 is coming. And if Americans are stupid enough to buy this balderdash, we'll deserve everything we get. Meanwhile, Americans that I'm talking to are infuriated that Rudy Giuliani had his law license suspended. I mean, even comically, you could say, oh, a lawyer gets his law license suspended for engaging in bravado and bold or hyperbolic statements, wouldn't be any lawyers left. But no, it's different when it's Rudy because he's Trump's lawyer. What a country. What a country we're living in right now, huh? 1-800-655-MIKE. If you went to the speech on January 6th, honest to goodness, can we spend a couple minutes? Are you worried about the FBI coming to visit? Are you concerned? Are you looking over your shoulder? Because there's no end to what these lunatics are going to do. There's no bottom for these bottom feeders. Maybe you see it differently. Let's find out. 1-800-655-MIKE. Join us. We have an open line for you. 800-655-6453.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
Even your best made plan.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, I hope everybody's careful because it looks like the Gestapo is coming.
You know, Nancy Pelosi is going to keep this alive as long as she possibly can.
Prior to Pelosi announcing the formation of a select committee, Biden's Homeland Security advisor, Elizabeth Sherwood Randall, says of the big threat we have of white supremacist, anti-government, Trump-supporting insurrectionists, she said, quote, "These are mostly still lone actors who are expressing interest in violent acts, either racially motivated or acts that are anti-government, anti-institutional acts." And she also said there is not any kind of top-down, very leader-mobilized action. Oh, so it's a handful of people, right? That engaged in January 6th, and yet that's the biggest threat we face? Why are the thousands and thousands of people who burned buildings to the ground and committed violent acts after George Floyd's death, why aren't they a threat? Why aren't they a challenge to our security? You know, cops are quitting en masse. The mainstream media is now dutifully reporting that police officers are quitting all over the country. Oh, that's shocking that there's gambling going on here at Casablanca. Why would cops quit? You mean because you're not supporting them? You want to defund them? You want to vilify them? You want to make every single man and woman who wears the badge Derek Chauvin? Give me a break. These aren't serious people. And yet they want the freedom of speech to say whatever they want to say. But Rudy Giuliani, now take away his law license. Let's break down the door and ruin the life of a 69-year-old guy in the Upper West Side who went to Washington on January 6th. Let's ignore the Homeland Security advisor who says, these are mostly just lone actors. We got some kooky individuals in America. You think? This isn't the biggest threat we face, and everybody knows it. It's a lie. Incidentally, we had one caller on hold. Tracy spoke to one guy who said he was there January 6th. Then he hung up kind of in a hurry. It dawned on me. I don't blame you for not wanting to call me and say you were there January 6th. You don't want the government to come after you. I'm inviting people to call this show if you were there on January 6th to hear Trump speak. And it just dawned on me, you're not going to call me because you don't want your voice over a national radio show. You don't know what the government's capable of doing. I don't either. But we ought to be afraid. We ought to be very afraid when you see the president's lawyer get his law license yanked. Holy cow. Dennis, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. 1-800-655-MIKE, by the way, is our number. We have an open line. Hi, Dennis.
Mike, my point's exactly. They're still pecking at the freedom of speech for everybody. You know? I mean, it's crazy.
You bet. Right. I mean, it's they don't want... If you're a Trump supporter, you're a white supremacist, and we're going to just grind you into the ground, they think. Well, that's not going to work, Dennis.
Well, I guess so, because I did see Trump speak in the Tampa area, so I guess I'm one of those.
Well, shameful. I hope we'll disguise your voice so they can't come after you because you saw him speak in Tampa. Unreal. No, I mean, honest to goodness, you think this is going to... Do you think the American people are paying attention? Are they kicking the sleeping giant? Are we going to respond in masse in 2022 and take back the House and the Senate?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. All right, Dennis, I appreciate it. Thanks. Coming up, boy, Tucker Carlson with some powerful comments about this race-baiting Michael Eric Dyson. He played a clip of Michael Eric Dyson, a tenured professor and a go-to guy for all things race, calling MAGA maggots. Wait till you hear what Tucker had to say about this guy. I think you're going to like it. That's coming up.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
At some point, we should keep a list of all the conspiracy theories that turned out to be not just true, but precisely true. Here's another. Peter Daszak was one of several virologists who received U.S. taxpayer dollars to conduct dangerous experiments at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Daszak has repeatedly claimed that no bats were kept in that lab. Well, thanks to new footage from Sky News Australia, we know it's a lie.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I'm watching a video here on social media. I don't know why I get mad. I should not be in a bad mood. I should be in a great mood. It's Friday. We made it through another week. I've got some vacation coming up. I'm going to be reunited with my 12-year-old granddaughter. I haven't seen her in a year and a half. And so I don't know why I'm so aggravated at this. Breaking news yesterday. First Lady Jill Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci masked up and giving handshakes land in Tampa for a COVID vaccine event. Let me get this straight. The First Lady and Fauci are flying around the country at vaccine events, getting off the plane outside wearing masks. Both of them vaccinated. Everybody involved vaccinated. The two guys at the bottom of the steps at the plane that Jill Biden and Tony Fauci landed in, they've got masks on. They're all outside. The person greeting them, I assume it's probably that liberal, goofy Jane Castor, the mayor of Tampa. I guess that's who that is. It's some woman in a floral dress. She's got a mask on. They're all outside wearing a mask, fully vaccinated. And then these dummies sit around and say, I wonder why people are skeptical and hesitant of the vaccine. What are you wearing a mask for if you're outside on the tarmac on a sunny day in Tampa, Florida? Dr. Fauci, aren't you following the science? You said you can't get it outside. You say you're going to be in good shape if you're vaccinated. It's theater, I guess. I can't even give you a good theory why they're doing this. But you want to make people more confident about a vaccine? Take your stupid mask off when you're outside. You're not cooped up in a little broom closet with 300 people on top of you. You're outside on a tarmac at an airport in Tampa, Florida. Oh, my gosh. I swear, I cannot get out of here fast enough. Is this show over yet? I'm not kidding you. This makes me crazy. Will you please call me and explain this to me? Explain why the First Lady and the country's expert on getting out of the, you know, getting through COVID are outside on the airport tarmac wearing masks. Just tell me. Just get it over with. Put me out of my misery. 1-800-655-MIKE. You call me and give me a good explanation. I'm begging you. I'll bribe you. I'll give you a free MyPillow. 1-800-655-MIKE. Explain to me why the president's wife and the country's leading COVID expert are walking around outside on an airport tarmac in Tampa, Florida, wearing a mask. With, again, the knowledge they're fully vaccinated, they're outside. You got to tell me why they're wearing a mask. 1-800-655-MIKE. If the country is pushing for people to get vaccinated, if vaccine hesitancy is a problem, they're not helping. People see these images. Do they think that's helpful for people who are skeptical about the vaccine to see these ninnies getting off a plane, walking around on a tarmac in a, on a sunny, you know, Thursday afternoon, shaking hands and greeting people with a mask on? Golly. First network, how about the first, or how about the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff? He's now giving interviews about vaccine skeptical, vaccine hesitancy. Excuse me, second gentleman, did you forget what your wife said about not trusting the vaccine because it was happening Operation Warp Speed under the Trump administration? Did you forget that? Your wife didn't want to take the vaccine because the Trump administration produced it. And yes, they did produce it. My gosh. I swear. I don't know if it's because I need to get out of here and take a break. Maybe I'm losing my mind. I got an idea, Jill, Dr. Jill. Take your damn mask off. Hey, Fauci, you want people to take the vaccine? Take your stupid mask off. Gosh. Just got a nice text message. Before I go to your phone calls and before we play the Tucker Carlson monologue about Michael Eric Dyson, a credible smackdown on this race-baiting, really vicious guy who called Trump supporters maggots. Real nice guy. He's a real peach. Mike has his towel sets on sale. I saw the price, Mike. Normally, the six-piece towel set, which are the most absorbent towels you'll ever experience, normally $109.99, now only $39.99. Just got a nice note from the upstate of South Carolina. My husband's son, Mary Alice, one of our golden retrievers, and I sleep on my pillows every night. We love them. I ordered Mike's book. I love Mike Lindell's products, and I love supporting someone who proved the principles that principles mean more to him than money. That's a rare person. You are so right. You are so right, South Carolina. And I'm going to tell you right now, this incredible price for the MyPillow six-piece towel set, towels that actually work, these are towels that truly do absorb the water, the $39.99 price for a six-piece set, that expires Sunday night. They're normally $109.99. A six-piece MyPillow towel set, real soft, real comfortable, luxurious, and they work. You choose from nine different colors. Regular price, $109.99. Now just $39.99, but this special price ends Sunday night. Don't miss out. Upstate South Carolina bought two sets, $39.99 a set. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box. Click on that box, and with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG so you'll get this huge savings. Again, the six-piece towel set, normally $109.99, now just $39.99, only through Sunday night when you enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. All right, Felix actually saw Dr. Fauci and First Lady Biden yesterday. Is that right, Felix?
Well, we were there to see them, and there were so many people, we just left. We didn't actually get to see them. But they're in their 80s. My dad's 85. And they are so scared. Okay? They got vaccinated. We had to talk them about the whole thing, and we thought that we had them like, okay, you guys understand that this what's going on is not real. They went and got vaccinated. Okay, we dealt with that. The other day, my car was in the shop. I told my dad, "Dad, come get me, pick me up, so I can give me a ride to the shop."
Right.
When he pulled up at my house, he would not let me get in the car unless I had my mask.
Felix,
on.
I mean, and can you blame him if he saw? If your dad saw the First Lady and Fauci get off the plane and walk around outside in the broad daylight sunshine with masks on, I don't blame him for being, do they know something we don't know?
Right, exactly.
I mean, how can they tell us to get vaccinated and you won't have to wear your mask, and then they've gotten vaccinated and they're still wearing their masks?
I don't know, man. All I know is that my old peeps are freaked out.
I'm sorry.
All this garbage on the news.
I'm sorry.
They don't know. They're older. They're always, you know.
I know.
Like,
and you know what? And you know what? And
the situation.
And you know what breaks my heart, Felix? They're elderly. You love your family. This is the last few years you're going to have on Earth with these beautiful people, and this is how they have to live their life right now. And
right.
And it's you're right to be angry. I don't blame you one bit, Felix. Maybe Greg can explain that. Hey, Greg, tell me why Jill Biden and Tony Fauci are out walking around outside with masks on.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You bet.
You know, the only thing that I can think of is that because this vaccine is experimental, that they didn't actually get the vaccine that everybody's getting. And maybe they're still paranoid and afraid of catching the virus.
Well, I mean, I remember seeing video, and I remember seeing a press event, I think, for both of them getting vaccinated. They're both vaccinated.
Oh, well, sure. I mean, you could stick a needle in anybody's arm.
So you think maybe they don't have the actual vaccine?
They don't have the actual vaccine.
I mean, and when people are led to ask these questions, small wonder that there's vaccine hesitancy in America. I don't blame anybody for wondering. Take your mask off. Can somebody explain to me why they're walking around to anybody? Let me try one more, and then I'll play the Tucker Carlson takedown of race baiter Professor Michael Eric Dyson. Here's Danny. Danny, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, you're bribing us with my pillows to say why Fauci and Joe Biden are walking off the plane with masks.
Right.
You know, hey, man, you can't apply logic and reason to illogical behavior. It's a fallacy. It'll never work out.
It can't work, can it? You can't put a square peg in a round hole. All right.
Exactly.
And I can tell you're ready for a free my pillow, right?
If you're willing to send me one.
Of course I am. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. Hang in there. Line one, Tracy, let's get Danny a free my pillow. Accurately stating that you cannot apply logic to totally illogical, crazy behavior. You want to hear crazy behavior? How about a respected, wink, wink, professor calling Trump supporters maggots? Tucker Carlson had the appropriate response to Michael Eric Dyson. That's next. Here in the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
It always seems to be a Monday. Leftover memories of Sunday. Always stand with you before the clouds appear. Took away my sunshine. Here comes that rain. We'll be right back.
the crazy things about the self-proclaimed intellectual Michael Eric Dyson is that he has been awarded a distinguished professorship over ethics and society at Vanderbilt University. If my child were at Vanderbilt, I couldn't withdraw them fast enough for the enormous amount of money you're paying to be edumacated.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't want your child to be edumacated by a man who tells you how smart he is, who calls Trump supporters maggots? Here's Tucker Carlson's takedown of Professor Michael Eric Dyson.
And when they talk about this new iteration of scientific racism, when they talk about whiteness, they sound very much like old-fashioned bigots. Take this guy, for example. His name is Eric Michael Dyson. He's a tenured professor at some stupid college or other. He lives in a rich, almost exclusively white neighborhood. He goes on television a lot. Watch him as he talks about race and ask yourself, honestly, if he sounds any different at all from, say, Bull Connor or David Duke. He doesn't. Only the colors have changed. Here he is.
And speaking about, you know, the maggots, the MAGA, that is so corrosive in this, you know, political moment. And we have stood by to see mediocre, mealy-mouthed, snowflake white men who are incapable of taking critique, who are willing to dole out infamous repudiations of the humanity of the other. And yet they call us snowflakes, and they are the biggest flakes of snow to hit the earth. They are incapable of criticism. They are incapable of tolerating difference. They're scared of, oh, my God, critical race theory is going to kill your mother. And they don't even know. They're not critical. They have no race, and they don't understand theory.
I mean, we have a guy in the White House right now who, by any objective measure, it's not been, listen, I'm a conservative. I obviously don't like Joe
what
Biden's policy.
Another clip. Sorry about that. We played two clips back to back. Can you imagine that? Hey, if you're a Trump supporter, you're a maggot. Oh, no, excuse me. I meant MAGA. Ha ha. And I'm an intellectual. I'm a tenured professor who wins awards for my intellectual prowess. Now, you don't believe the way I do, you're a maggot. And there's that grinning Cheshire cat, Nicole Wallace, one of the worst of the bunch over there. What's so fascinating about me is she's so vile, but she's so nice. You know, she looks nice and smiling. And wow, hatred comes in a lot of different forms, doesn't it? A lot of different ways. A lot of different forms. 1-800-655-MIKE. Thank God for Tucker Carlson. Thank goodness that he, and now there's a lot of behind-the-scenes drama being ginned up on social media about a supposed feud between Tucker and Sean Hannity. Sean, of course, is a friend of mine, known Sean for many years. And, you know, who knows if any of this stuff is true or not. I don't envy the scrutiny that these TV folks get in prime time. All I do know is whatever Fox News and One America News and Newsmax seems to be, whatever they're doing seems to be working, and that's what drives the folks at CNN out of their minds. There was a number that came out this week that was so funny. A daytime show over at Fox News, 5 o'clock show called The Five, their late afternoon panel show, topped all of MSNBC and CNN's primetime programming in total viewers on Tuesday. They got a daytime show at Fox that beats the best they can offer at CNN or MSNBC in primetime. With 2.56 million total viewers, The Five had more viewers each than each of the competition's primetime offerings, including each network's most watched show. They got more viewers than Rachel Maddow. She averaged 2.27 million total viewers. The Five beat her with 2.56 million. So keep chipping away, keep trying to boycott and bellyache and complain. Because, hey, CNN and MSNBC, whatever you're serving, the dogs don't like the food. Yesterday, I had a pretty contentious phone call with a guy who identified himself as a state representative from Missouri. He took umbrage at my assertion that Joe Biden is kind of losing his marbles. We invited him back. We're going to have a civil exchange. He sounds like a pretty nice guy, even though we might disagree a lot. He's going to join us next, and we'll talk about Joe Biden's cognitive skills.